escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing, man?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Glad to hear it. Beautiful day.
It is nice out.
It's nice out. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get excited.
Everybody's in New Orleans.
Yep. Everybody on Nick's channel there. They're all in New Orleans. Everybody locally.
Looks fun.
I know it does seem like fun.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I've never been to a Super Bowl, but we did go to Vegas that time during the Super Bowl. That was fun.
It was,
like,
for sure.
It's not like the game was there, but it was fun because there was a ton of fans there. Everybody's, of course, gambling on it. That's the closest to, like, being a part of it. But seeing them on TV
in New Orleans.
In New Orleans, and you're like, it's only a couple days away.
Yep.
And to the point now where anybody that I talk to, from my brothers or friends or whatever, it's now mostly Chiefs. Where it's like, well, you know, how you feeling? I mean, like last night I'm taking the trash out, my neighbor and I end up talking for, you know, 30 minutes.
He's talking.
Huh?
Well, yeah, how about little neighbor? Yeah.
I said, hey,
my little neighbor.
Little Kevin. I said, what'd you think about the Super Bowl? I like hearing from sports fans. I always think it's interesting because when I listen to people tell me, especially people that really smart like my neighbor who are really into sports, and they give me these full breakdowns, I always think, and maybe it's just because of our job, but I think, I wonder who you listen to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I mean, plenty of this you are smart enough to get on your own just from watching games. But it's also, we're all just regurgitating little bits and pieces that we've seen other places. And I think, that's interesting. I wonder, you know, you must listen to a lot of sports talk. I literally watched a 20-minute YouTube video this morning of John Gruden talking about, I guess he's back, and he was talking about the game and his predictions and break. He's got the big whiteboard out and he's doing the whole thing. And as it was like 20 minutes, and I was like, I've been watching this for 20 minutes.
And what does he think?
I guess I was just like, I realized that I'm excited. If he gave an actual prediction, then maybe he did it at the very end, because I finally was like, okay, I got to turn this off. But he's very excited. Of course, he's excited about any football game.
Sure, of course.
And he loves the matchup. And, you know, what the Chiefs got to watch out for? You got any guesses what he thinks they got to watch out for?
Saquon Barkley?
Yeah. And because the Chiefs, you know, not great at stopping the run this year. Mm. Yeah, pretty low in the NFL. So they got to work on that.
Is that true?
That's what he said. So they got to work on that. He gave the numbers. I don't know. Of course, he had it all on the whiteboard. Said the Chiefs find a way to win in close games. Gave that stat, which I've heard a couple times. I don't remember. Here's the in one score games with the Chiefs.
Like
here's how many they've won.
Yeah, ridiculous.
It's a crazy number. Crazy number. How many playoff games they've won? All that stuff. And so I don't know. Maybe, like I said, if he does give a prediction at the end and I just missed it, then this will sound dumb. But it seemed like he was kind of maybe leaning Chiefs to me. But maybe that's just because I'm a fan. But he did talk about stuff that scares me. Saquon. That's all anybody's talked about, so I'm aware of that. But he did kind of talk about how good the Eagles are eating up the clock. And I know that, even though I don't watch them a lot. I mean, they were good at doing that the last time they played. So, you know, there's... I don't think that there's, like we said yesterday, a huge debate about who the better quarterback is overall.
No, sure.
But Jalen's scary.
No, and, he does things that... He had causes problems for a defense.
Real problem. I mean, they said he threw for over 300 yards in the last Super Bowl against the Chiefs, and then rushed for like another whatever it was, I don't know, 70 yards, something crazy. So he can run, he can throw, and you've got Saquon. You know, they're a good team. That's why they're in the Super Bowl.
Right.
It makes sense. And also pointing out that what's your coach, Spiriano? Am I saying that right, Sirianni?
Nick Sirianni?
Sirianni. Thank you. I'm like, what is his name? I can't get it. Sirianni. I hadn't really thought about this, but he was saying, hey, think about it. This guy, he's a young coach, and he's been to two Super Bowls now in the first, I think, what is it, 4 years or 5 years, something like that. He's like, that doesn't happen. And I was like, well, you know, that's true. I guess if you win them, that's where all the glory comes from. But it is something, you know, okay.
Yeah,
you seem less impressed by that one.
I think he's a good coach. I think he's got a good team, you know.
Yeah.
I think they've built that roster pretty good.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with him.
I really don't know.
You know?
He's talking about how he turned the team around.
I think he's a good coach.
They started the season off on the wrong foot, and he was able to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always interested when he says things like, so the Chiefs, this is how poorly they did against the run all season. This is where they ranked. So they're going to have to work on that. And I just think... Were they not working on that before? Like, in this 2 weeks, this is a serious question. How much can they really work on that in 2 weeks and go from being bad at it?
I don't know that they can be. So, you know, when you say work at it, you think like tackling,
practicing,
and all that stuff. It's too late for that. I would imagine like you're not going to have tackling practices.
Right.
You may have some, but you're not like you're passing. I think work on it is like, are we going to focus on it?
Be aware. Yes.
Are we going to focus on it? Are we going to say we're going to bring, even if you had to run two high safeties?
Yeah.
Are they going to crash every time? Are you going to have opposites crash where every time that ball is snapped, there's a safety coming down into the box and you are daring them to run it between the tackles? Run it between the tackles. If you're going to do that every time, maybe crash two safeties, right?
Yeah.
Every time you're putting more men in, it's really a game of numbers. Like, I hate it because I hate math.
But it's the X's and O's stuff they talk about.
It's a game of numbers of like, we are going to put more people in the box than you have available to block.
Right.
If we do that, chances are you shouldn't be able to run on us.
Yeah.
But the risk then is, one, you have, and if that's the case, then you have your cornerbacks playing man-to-man.
Mm-hmm.
And while you have good cornerbacks, they have two number one receivers. And if you put that extra man in the box, they still have the ability to have the quarterback run, which puts another man on their side. So then are they going to run a lot of read options against you, see which safety's crashing? There's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, I mean, look.
But that's what they mean when they say
work on. Offensive coordinators and their defensive coordinators for the Chiefs and the Eagles have forgotten more about football than I've ever learned. So, like, there's just no comparison, right? Like, the other problem is if you crash two safeties into the box and Saquon gets past that first level, there's no catching him.
Right.
Your cornerbacks are your corner. That's when he hits that 60-yard run. So you know, there's a lot to, you know, there's a lot to try to figure out. But I think that when he says that's what they're working on, I think that's what they're working on.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo! Yo! Well, since, you know, even you, Laszlo,
did you like my, could I have done that on YouTube?
Yeah.
Would people have been impressed
with
my knowledge?
That was like Gruden. You just need the whiteboard behind you like Gruden. That's all. The only difference was he turned around and pointed at stuff that you couldn't read on a whiteboard. You know, and he coached in the NFL for a while. But other than that,
yeah,
I mean, you sounded everybody as knowledgeable. Probably more, I would say. Probably more. I think he was trying to, you know, make it sound like he knew what he was talking about. You sound
like
you know
if you saw
about.
What I was saying on Twitch, then, you know, like I said, you can talk about all this stuff, but, you know, like Spags and Fangio, those DCs, man, they have forgotten more about football than I will ever know. And I've played it or coached it my whole life. It's still like, there's no way you're on that level. You know what I mean? That's what they do. And they're geniuses at it. So, you know, I don't know. But that was that. If you want to hear what I would do if I was the Eagles to beat the Chiefs, that's what I would do.
In-depth
analysis. C.J. Gardner-Johnson on Kelce man-on-man. They're both hotheads. They're both talk a ton of crap, right? And just I'd let if I was the Eagles, I'd let them fight.
Yeah.
And then I'd be in, you know, a two-high safety, trigger on a snap, one to the other, half the field's in man, half the field's in you know, the other corner knows that he's got safety help over the top. That's it. And then I'd must rush him and keep Mahomes in the pocket. Don't let him break out, whatever you do. And a must rush is just, you know, you're not trying to sack the quarterback. We're just trying to keep you in that little circle. Here's the problem. Mahomes is really good.
He's good at
both. So when
things.
You do that, there is a chance he just picks you apart every time. And, you know, I don't know what you do then. So,
well, sounds like good strategy. I can't imagine that if they heard this, they wouldn't heed at least a little bit of it.
Well, I'd like to think the Eagles would, yeah.
I would also. I'd just like to take advantage of this moment where it seems like
I used to like to send those emails to Harbaugh.
I know, and he would actually respond with thoughtful...
That's thoughtful analysis. You're an idiot.
No, he didn't. He would actually respond. And, that you know what? Hmm. You should email Harbaugh and just say, here's what I was thinking about what the Eagles should do. What do you think? I'll bet he responds. I mean, what's he doing right now, right?
Yeah.
If he answered those emails when he's just taken on that job at Michigan, he would answer an email right now.
Right, I'm going to send him with a diagram.
Yes, just see what
Could
he says.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, you took it on a separate Twitch channel. Come on, you should do it. See,
so funny.
He's so nice. He never didn't respond to an email.
No, he didn't.
So it's been a long time. It's not like you're overwhelming him. You haven't emailed him in like over a year, maybe two. So I think you should send it.
Well, I emailed him when he got the Chargers job.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And he responded.
Okay.
I just said thanks for, you know.
That's right.
Making Michigan
that.
Football fun again, and what a ride. Congratulations, man.
Well, that's not too close.
I live in Kansas City, so I'll be rooting against you.
Yeah.
But he was
yeah.
like, I expect nothing less.
He knows who you are. He knows where you live.
He knows who I am. Yeah.
I mean,
he's
look at that email history.
Laszlo, so he texted the name before.
Right, exactly. Well,
he was in town, and I did invite him to a football game my kid was playing in. I was like, you should come watch this kid. He's in the seventh grade. He did not show up. He said he was busy.
Well, that makes sense. You know, he probably wasn't here just seeing the sights, looking for stuff
somebody.
To do. Yeah.
I was like, yo, come to this seventh grade game while you're here. And he was like, hey, thanks so much.
You know,
I know he was here to see, because they got him, Ronnie Bell's little brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And now he plays. So
you didn't tell me that.
Kendrick Bell, I think his name is.
Well, if your kid was older, you know, maybe next time he's like, yeah, who knows. Well, I'd like to strike while the iron's hot here, and since you're in the football mood and everything, there is some more Super Bowl stuff to discuss here.
Oh, yeah? What about Travis Kelce being a Nazi sympathizer?
There's that to discuss.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's big news. Big news.
Well, I wouldn't have thought from him.
I know. Also,
he didn't seem like that kind of dude to me, but...
You know, you never know. You think you know someone, but we don't know these people. You know, only Taylor Swift really knows them.
I guess.
And for all we know, she's the one who indoctrinated them.
Yeah,
who
I knows? Have no idea.
Who knows?
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo! What's going on?
Well, so what should we cover first? The fact that the Chiefs tight end is a Nazi sympathizer or just some of this stuff that's gone viral about one of the things that I saw...
Well, let me just start with, because of in the climate that we're in, let me just say, and the fact that we're on a new station, there's probably people that haven't heard us before, wherever you are in this great country of ours, or if you're right here in Kansas City with us on 98.9 The Rock, then let us just say, when we say Travis Kelce is a Nazi sympathizer, that is done in jest, tongue-in-cheek. But as a show here, we have mastered the fine art of sarcasm so well that we will end up getting texts because they're like, really? You said you hate your kids, right? And then I'm like, okay.
We do it without thinking about it.
And we don't. We think most people are in on the joke with us, and they're not. So let me just say, when you hear us say that, it is firmly with tongue in cheek. But that said, the actions of Travis Kelce lead me to believe, not that he's a Nazi sympathizer, but he has Nazi leanings.
Right.
He has Nazi leanings.
That is not where I thought you were headed. I'm just making fun of the people who say this stuff on the internet. But do people know by now what's going on, the controversy? Do they know why people
so,
are calling
because it
him
kind of hit last night. Snowcone sent us a story.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not... The story in and of itself is so, I don't know the right word because I'm a high school dropout, but benign?
It seems to be
right
benign. Yes. A non-story.
Give me a definition of benign, someone. I need that. But I think that's, I'm using it in the right context.
Like neutral, I think. Kind of just a non-starter. It's not growing.
Gentle
it's not...
and kindly, not harmful in effect.
There you go. Not harmful in effect. The story in itself is not harmful in effect at all.
It's not really
burger.
A story.
No.
It's odd
and,
that it's a story.
And then, you know, people on the internet, and look, I know the people get mad at me. They know that I'm a liberal. But the left hates me because I can be pretty moderate. And the right hates me. So the left will say, Laszlo, you right-wing douchebag. Because I say, you know, hey, what, man, maybe, you know, maybe if your boss tells you to come into work, you don't get to stay in your living room and do remote work. And people are like, you! You! How dare you get rid of remote work? I'm like, I don't know. I don't own the company. He says it's better for you to come in, and people lose their minds. And then the right's like, you lefty-leaning douchebag. So I'm right in that sweet spot where everybody hates me. That's where I like to be. But this story, you leftists have lost your goddamn mind.
You make me...
You've lost your mind, and this is why you lose elections.
Yes, you're
I like
annoying.
To tell you, this is why you lose elections. It's because you're idiots. You are idiots and annoying. And the only reason why you keep it close and get 48% of the vote is because the other side just got as big of idiots commenting on the internet.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Extremes on both ends.
So then I'm like, when I read this, I'm like, well, maybe I am conservative. And then I look over, I'm like, well, I'm not that.
Right.
Well, I'm not this. So I'm just like, well, come on, guys. Figure it out. Travis Kelce is not a Nazi.
I don't think. The only
He's
way,
not.
The
only, you know what? I'll bet everything I got on it.
I would, too. I feel
everything
very confident.
Everything I got. That Travis Kelce is not a Nazi.
The only way that any of this stuff ever makes sense, I always think, is if
Andy
it were
Reid,
somebody.
I'm just kidding.
If it
I like
were
Andy
somebody
Reid.
On
Seems
the
like
right.
He's a really good guy, doesn't he?
He's Mormon, right? I think
yeah,
they're very,
Mormon,
very
yeah.
nice people.
But, yeah. Anyway, there's a story about him in The Athletic today that I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
About Andy Reid.
Okay.
But,
well, they do the whole thing about him today, so we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But, yeah, I've always thought this stuff, like, if it were people on the right, if it were that thought out, pretending to be liberals, you know, saying all this dumb stuff all the time,
yeah.
then it's brilliant. But instead, it is actual liberal people,
right?
Or whatever they are, and they're just idiots.
Can I just read this comment so people understand where the Nazi sympathizer comes from? This was on Reddit, and someone was kind of defending Kelce about saying,
"Well, wait,
we can play the audio first.
Play the audio from the interview
because he's in New Orleans.
So he's in New Orleans, and he gets asked a question. Now, I will say, I did not think he was a Nazi sympathizer, although I didn't love his answer about what he loved more, Taylor Swift or a phantom roughing the passer penalty.
I didn't pull that for you. So.
I thought, you know, hey. You know, do better. That said, this question, I think the reporter probably was trying to get an answer that would cause controversy.
He wanted a different answer than this.
I think he wanted one that would cause a little bit of controversy.
This reporter apparently had asked like every player the same question.
Right, and I'm sure he was looking for something because there's nothing more divisive in the United States and maybe the world now than politics and Donald Trump. So when you ask this question, you're hoping to get, hey, here's a headline. right?
But I'm saying, I don't think that reporter, when he heard this answer, goes, I got it.
No, not at all.
The fact that you're doing something, he's like, whoa. Okay.
Great, lip service, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, you like people. Right. You don't want to talk trash.
Here you go. This is it.
That's awesome. It's a great honor. I think, you know, no matter who the president is, I know I'm excited because it's the biggest game of my life, you know, and having the president there, you know, it's the best country in the world. So,
no matter who the president is, I'm excited. It's the biggest right. game of my life, and having the president there, the greatest country of the world in the world, right. It's exciting. It's an honor.
So it's like, what would you say? What the literal thing that you're saying is, I don't want to answer.
Exactly what you're saying.
What you're saying, but you're doing it in a way that's like, okay, no one can get mad at me for this. I've put in, it's the biggest game. I'm very excited. Right?
Yep.
It's an honor to have the President of the United States here, and it doesn't matter who the President is. So now I've taken all political stuff out of it and saying, hey, wouldn't matter to me if it was Joe Biden or Donald Trump having the President in the stands while I play in the biggest game of my life in the greatest country of the world is an honor. Sweet. And then, bam, the Internet's like, guy loves Nazis.
Is a Nazi,
what?
Maybe. Yeah, so read the comments that you were going to read from.
Yeah, so
someone on
the thread had kind of defended Kelsey a little bit, and someone replied and said, being neutral is being part of the problem when things are this bad. It's the same as the Germans who knew things were bad, but what could they do? And actually, Hitler's Germany was so safe that you don't have to lock their doors, and add some positives. It's neutrality watching others get burned alive. It makes you complicit. So literally compare to Nazi symbol. Like, I don't like the phrase, go touch grass. I don't like to use it that often. But right. Seriously, go touch grass.
Right.
Like, that's insane.
It's, and I'm confident that they're not the only person. Also, I will say this.
I mean, the comments
I'm
after
not shocked.
It were like, I was rooting for you, but now you're a Nazi. Like,
I shouldn't say I was shocked because I'm really not shocked.
That he even said it's the best country in the world.
Yeah.
That was a whole other topic.
Yeah, that's nationalism and blah, blah, blah. I guess I'm not actually shocked.
And
I
by the way,
was, but I'm not.
Let me just say, left, because I remember when Barack Obama was president, there were hockey players who were like, I ain't going to the White House. Screw that. And people were like, come on, man. Why do you got to be such a douche about it? Like, go, you honor the position, maybe not the person. We've heard that forever.
Some called him racist. Yeah.
Right? Like, what? By the way, it wouldn't bother me if he did, but he didn't say, I love Donald Trump.
Right.
And I voted for him twice, and man, I'm hoping we get to hang out
later. Make him football great again.
Like a little bit like, oh, well, that's interesting, right? Yeah. He didn't say that. He said, it doesn't matter who the president is. I'm honored to have him here. Biggest game of my life. Excited to play it. Greatest country in the world. What? That is somehow equivalent to turning a blind eye to the Holocaust.
According to people on the internet. Yes. Yeah. That's where we are. But again, I'm actually not shocked by it because on the internet, if someone is neutral, if someone doesn't take a stance, doesn't say I'm on this side definitively, then I know that liberals, I mean, I've known liberals are annoying for a while.
Yes,
of course.
For
a while. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not. It's really not that surprising.
I thought, you know what, it's not surprising that these types of comments would happen regarding players' answers to media questions. It's unfortunate that in 2025 that's going to come up no matter what the question is and no matter who it is to, right? But that answer, that's not what I was expecting.
It's like what they prep you for.
Just say, it doesn't matter who the president is. Glad he's here. Glad he or she is here. And try to win this football game.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, dude didn't say anything.
No.
Literally didn't say anything.
He really didn't. It's not even clear that he knows who the president is. Because
I'm sure
he does, obviously. But I will say this. I don't think, and I have no idea, but I don't take Kelsey to be a guy who sits around watching a lot of Fox or MSNBC. I don't know. These guys are athletes that are professional athletes. They've been playing sports their whole life.
They're jocks.
They're usually jocks. Now, that's a prejudice. I get it.
Yeah, sure.
But also, people would complain about that, too. If they would say, that's no excuse, right? You got to be engaged. You can't just... Knowing what I think I know about the guy, that is a perfect answer.
I think that's a perfect answer for anyone.
That too.
I think it's a perfect answer for anyone. Yeah. I think it's a perfect answer for Aaron Rodgers. I think it's a perfect answer for anyone. Doesn't matter who the president is. It's an honor to have him here. It's the biggest game of my life.
It's the
like, what do you want him to say?
Answer.
Literally, what do you want him to say? I wish he wasn't coming. Dude's a complete douche.
Right.
Like, well, that doesn't help.
No, well, half. Right. Half. Those people that were calling him a Nazi, now they like
right.
him.
Right. Love the guy. I voted for him. Like that. Like he's just saying, like, hey, it's the biggest game of my life, and I'm glad that that's cool. That the president's going to be here. Yep. By the way, like you know, what that's correct.
Yeah, that's fine. And
that's
when
the right
we know
answer, too.
We know who his girlfriend is. I don't think they're at home. You know, sending some money to MAGA groups or whatever. Like she is open about her politics.
Right.
Could they disagree? Sure. But that's not what he was doing. He was just being polite.
Right.
And it's ridiculous that you would think that that wouldn't be okay if it were the other way around. I mean, come on.
And doesn't the right already hate him because of the Pfizer commercials?
I don't know.
Well, I know.
Who is that
right
or left? Who knows? Right. Yeah, I get confused about who's on my side.
You know, it's not the reporters, but and someone mentioned his name on our Twitch, but that is it. Like, I think if I'm an athlete, I'm going, hey, I'm just here to answer questions so I don't get fired.
Right, just do that.
But what do you think about President Trump
being the
game? I'm just here to answer questions so I don't get fined? Like, whatever. Like, because if that
causes controversy,
gets me in trouble, then what can I say?
I can't imagine how scared I'd be.
Right.
I mean, we're on the radio, but not a lot of people listening. So, but we, you know, we've gotten in trouble for things, and it's always the thing that you thought, wait, that of all the things that we said this week, that was the thing. It's never something that you even think is controversial. And so I can just empathize with that feeling.
Man.
If he's even aware of this, he's like,
I'm
wait,
sure he
what?
Is, but he's got to be like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So we all then agree.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Well, I don't know.
A Nazi, but
I don't know if he is or he isn't, but this doesn't give me any further proof one way or the other.
It didn't help. Right. We don't know.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. The news. Man, oh man. I'm excited to hear Laszlo's opinion about this. So Trump, you know, he's had a bunch of stuff that he's been rolling out in the first weeks of his second administration, right? Some executive orders.
There's a lot of stuff. You know, like I always say, you know, elections have consequences.
Yeah, there has been quite a bit of stuff.
One of the things I thought, oh, this is interesting. Well, you know what? I'm screwing up your news. So
no, go ahead. No.
Well, I was just like, did he get rid of OSHA?
Okay.
Is that
well,
something?
There's been a whole. I don't know in this very minute.
Okay.
You have to look it up because he did agree today. I think it was today. Maybe it was yesterday. I saw it today that they're trying to like rein in Elon a little bit and maybe back off some of this stuff that they're cutting. So I'm not sure. It's like
okay.
the tariffs.
Because
with the tariffs, it was like, wait. So they go on at midnight, and then we heard like we're on the air, like oh, yeah.
Like I guess, there's a happening. Lot of fraudulent ways. He's going to find a bunch of it and. You know, and it's not all going to be bad, in a sense, like doom and gloom, like, you know, everybody said he's
going to
find, yeah, he's going to find a lot, and he's going to be like, hey, I think he will, but I was kind of like, you know, maybe OSHA, they spend too much on stuff, I don't know exactly how efficient it is, but let's just not get rid of that altogether.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with cutting government spending. Where I become cynical is when there's a richest guy in the world like Elon, who's like, yes, now my buddy's president. And let's go cut some spending. And there's all this talk about using the tariffs to pay for tax cuts.
Right.
And you just think, it's not that crazy. I don't think you have to be conspiratorial to think that this guy probably is sick of paying the amount of money he has to pay in taxes every year. He's the richest guy in the world.
A guy who owns a giant corporation with a bunch of employees.
Exactly.
Probably isn't that upset if people aren't coming around to his factory making sure that it's safe.
You don't want the Labor Department coming
right.
in there and sniffing around.
You know, that was just one of them.
That's where
like,
I become cynical. That's all
right.
I'm saying. That is where I become cynical.
But anyway,
like,
go on with the trans athletes.
But the trans thing, you know, that's something that everybody seems to have an opinion on. And he has said, look, the NCAA, no more trans females oh man, am I getting this right? Trans females in female sports. And he did this on National Girls Play Sports or something. I don't remember. They'll say the name of it in here. But that was what he, this was something that he said he was going to do. Like you said, elections have consequences. Something that he had talked about, said he was going to do. He did it. And now the NCAA has come out and said, we will comply with these
rules. This was a big issue that Donald Trump campaigned on yesterday, signing an executive order banning transgender women and girls from competing in women's sports. The order would take federal funds away from any school that doesn't comply. So a number of states and legal groups have vowed to mount legal challenges, but we're already seeing this take effect with the NCAA announcing it will comply with the order across all sports, setting what they call a new clear national standard.
So this all became a big hot topic in the United States when a couple things happened. You had the swimmer. I don't remember the swimmer's name. That was big news. That was talked about a lot. And you had that lawsuit, I think, out of Oregon. And then I think other people signed on. But I believe it started in Oregon with those girls who were track stars. Maybe it's been years since we talked about it. But they were upset because they said there were at least, I think there were two trans women that had joined their track team. And they said that, look, we're now missing out on scholarships because there are these trans women on our track team. So they were suing. And that became, that's ripe for politics, right? For the political right and left media to take a side on and say, okay, you're an idiot if you believe this, you're a bad person if you believe this, whatever it is. And so thus began the back and forth. And like I said, I will just stay out of it with my opinion. Because I think we did give it. Right. And I don't know if yours is the same or not. But when those lawsuits were going on, we talked about it. And as
I did look something up.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 510 athletes that are in the NCAA level of college sports. That means not the NAIA and lower sports, right? But 510 athletes are in the NCAA level. 10 are transgendered.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing, man? It's 10 people. I mean, 10. They make it seem like when you see this in the news, you're like, well, damn, 250,000 transgender people are about to play girls volleyball. Like, no, there's 10. 10. And I didn't even break it down to be like, which one were in Division I, Division II, or Division III, but just say it's broken up evenly. Then there would be 3 people in NCAA Division I who are transgendered.
Can I ask you to clarify
Stop.
Something?
Stop!
I just want to make sure. And I'm being
Stop.
Serious here.
What are we doing?
Because I think absolutely agree with what you're saying insofar as the media loves to take these little issues and make them seem like the biggest crises in the world and distract us. Are they doing it intentionally? I'm not really that conspiratorial. I think they do it because it gets ratings, and it's as simple as that. Some people would say, no, they're doing it because they want to distract us from the real problems and so they can steal money. I don't believe that. I think it just gets ratings.
I think, yeah, people got a side and they're passionate about it.
And they're like, hey, so you know what? People get angry about this, so let's talk about it a lot. That doesn't necessarily mean that, and I'm asking you, that you have a problem with trans women being excluded from NCAA women's sports?
Well, you just want me to give my take on it.
You don't have to. I mean, you were saying it, I didn't know if you were implying, like, hey.
I think, I mean, when you talk about 10 people, if you want to fix the issue, then you have to take, like, big, major overhauls for 10 people. Which, by the way, those 10 people are people and they deserve the rights. But it's like, whatever. So, to me, if we're going to have this argument over and over and over and over again, like you said, then just have sports. Men and women play together. Just have sports. It's fine.
Yeah, when we got into depth about it years ago, that was where you ended up.
Right.
You know, some people thought it was crazy. Some people came around. Some people changed their mind eventually. I said, yeah, maybe Lazo's right about that. I will say this, that I do agree with you that clearly this is not as big an issue as we have made out to be.
And people are going to text me and get all this stuff. We don't have to get too much into it. But if you just have men and women sports eventually, so just take it to your high school kids team, right? Let's just say there's a varsity. Right? I'm guessing there's a junior varsity, there's a freshman, and there's probably freshman B and freshman C team, right? Okay. So there's 5 teams. So everybody tries out. And people say, well, what are the girls going to play? Because they can't compete with the guys on the varsity level. Well, all the guys would make the varsity team. The guys were that good. Now, what I do believe is that in certain sports, there are going to be women who can compete with men. So I believe some would make the varsity team across the country. I'm not sure what that number is. No idea.
10.
I think more would make the B team. And then I think when you got the C team or whatever it is, right, you probably have women who could beat all those guys. And the C team, then you'd probably have like this mixed co-ed team. And then a team after that. Like, so what? Okay, great. Like, I don't see how it hurts. As long as we allow everybody the chance to participate, then they can play with men and women.
Well, just to play, so I know at least one of their arguments, like I mentioned, was that they said, look, we worked hard to get, moms and grandmothers worked hard to get women's sports, and this is how we are able to compete on a level playing field and get scholarships for athletics, because if it's just co-ed, then women will stop getting scholarships for sports. I don't know why. I'm just telling you that was
right,
one of the
things. Right, but I'm just saying,
like,
have that level of basketball or volleyball or whatever it is, have that level in college.
Yeah.
Right? So there you go. So what's going to happen? I don't know. Maybe you get a couple of dudes who play on the second Missouri basketball team, which is mostly females, right? Or the third, whichever, however it goes, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know that you have to do that right away, but I think it's the simplest solution. And I think it's crazy to think that there's that, you know, Caitlin Clark wouldn't have made the A team on some of those NCAA teams.
Well, she certainly would have made the A team at least some at North or whatever.
Right, you know? Exactly, right? Yeah. So, you know, and I know she's the greatest, but let's just, you know, I think there is competition to be made there, and I could probably be swayed to how you would change that at certain points, you know. But that said, you know, again, there's a major overhaul for 10 people. What I would start with is just, you know, make it a case-by-case basis with these 10 people. You don't have to have any sweeping legislation that says, well, that's how we're going to do it from here on out for 10 people. Yeah. Like, for those 10 people, I really feel like you could get them in a room together and be like, hey, what do you want to play?
Yeah.
And
can
like,
we not
well,
discuss it on the news?
I play field hockey for an NAIA team in Western Chillicothe State University. I'm like, fought you, go get them. Go get them. Like, whatever. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And then if it was some, you know, something where, you know, like that boxer or something. I don't know what that boxer was, but I just say it's something where you're like, oh, this gives you a clear advantage. Then we talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, let's figure it out, right? Okay. With 10 people, I think you can make individual distinctions and use a little bit of common sense.
I do think that, and this is probably goes without saying, I do think that on these issues like this, that the media turns into these giant wedge issues, I do think a lot of people tend to take the opinion of their side, even if it's not the opinion that they would naturally come to on their own. And I know that can be said about so many things. Right. But especially on issues like this, I see people and I'm like, is that really what you think? Or is that what you've been told to think? Like, are you really that angry about it because you believe this? You're really that angry about it because you believe the other? Or is it because you've been told? I just don't know that naturally this had to be such a divisive, polarizing, massive issue. You know?
Yeah, and I mean, what sport are we talking about? Again, what sport are we talking about? I mean, is it football?
Like the lawsuit, I remember, was
right,
track.
I know, but I don't know how anybody gets an advantage in football.
Well,
right?
So
let's take that away. Well, for one, for tackle football, there's not women's college tackle football.
Oh, okay.
So if a woman born that way or trans, right? I don't know. I don't want to say the wrong thing to offend people, but you understand what I'm saying. Tries out for the football team to make it in the NFL.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So what are we really talking about? We're talking about basketball and track and swimming,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what we're talking about?
Yeah, whatever NCAA women's sports are occasionally on TV, I guess, would probably be the ones that people are
getting scholarships for. Right, but what I'm saying is, but it's like the bathroom argument.
I know.
So, like, and I know, so if you are a trans man, okay, so, you know, as a doctor or somebody would say, you were born a woman, you're a trans man, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to try out for the baseball team. Okay. Like, okay, so take that out of it. Like, you're either going to make it or you're not.
Right.
So there's no, like, unfair competition here. So if you were born a man and you want to try, so then the question becomes, if you were born a man and you transition to a woman, then the question is, is it fair for you to play softball?
And that's what this has been
about. Is it fair for you to run track, right? So then now, take away, you got 10, probably take away 3 of them where it wouldn't matter, right? And you got 7 that you can discuss. Let's figure it out. 7 people. 7 people.
For this 5-year massive...
Well, we got the president.
Name calling.
Right, New York Times articles we're talking about. Because I'm guessing like some of those, you know... I mean, I did read, you know, I'd have to go back and do it, but the stat that I read was that over 8 million students participated in sports in 2023 and 2024. This is not just the NCAA. That was 510, right?
Okay.
15 were transgendered.
So this is like all organized sports?
Yeah. And 2 are transgender girls. So the other 13, it doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying? Because you're trying, that means that you're a born a female, transitioning to a male, trying out for male sports. Good for you.
Which
we already do that. Women can try out for male sports if they want. So great.
We've all seen the girl on the football team that makes the news because she made the high school football team. She's a kicker.
She's already doing it.
Yeah.
So we're already there. Women can try out for any sport they want. Doesn't matter. We're talking about 2 people. 2 people who were born male, say they're transitioning to female, and they're like, hey, I'd like to play the sport. 2.
Yeah.
2.
Yeah.
2. Okay. And what's the argument? That, well, if these 2 people would then take away a scholarship from someone?
Yeah.
Well, how about if I'm the NCAA and I just say, you know what? We're going to give, hey, University of Hawaii, you want this trans female to be on the swim team, but it takes away a scholarship from another person? I'm going to give you an extra one.
Yeah.
Whoever you're going to cut it from, you now got an extra one. Congratulations. Next. Hey, Patty, what's the story? And she's like, well, hey, you get an extra one. Great. We're done arguing.
You can see why this has been such a hot topic for so long. But you know what?
15 people. 8 million. 15.
It's done now.
15.
So... NCAA says they'll comply, and there you go. I have a feeling, though, that that's not the end of this debate. I have a feeling it's not the end of elected politicians saying the types of things that that woman from South Carolina said yesterday. I just think this whole trans topic, the media is going to keep in the spotlight for a while. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and do some more news.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
All right,
okay, so there is other stuff going on in the news. Did you guys see the video of the guy in his boat? He's in a fishing boat. It's in a lake in Florida. I don't remember which lake. I think they said somewhere near Daytona. But there's, I assume, drone footage of this boat. And there's it's just like what you'd expect, like a tracker fishing boat with a little outboard on it. And this guy is laying. He's totally on his side. I mean, he's out, and he's just laying, you know, lengthways along the side of the boat. I don't know if that's a starboard or I don't know how that works. But he's laying in the boat. He looks dead. And the boat is just spinning in circles. The motor's revving, and this thing is just spinning in circles. And the, you know, I don't know what they are, the lake patrol. I think that's okay. What they call them here. I don't know what they call them in Florida. But they had to go try and knock into this boat and then get one of their guys to be able to jump onto the boat. I really thought when they got to this guy, they were going to find out he'd had a heart attack. Because that happens to you guys, you know? It just happens. Some guys it doesn't happen to, but a lot of guys it does. 1 minute, you're talking some nonsense, and the next minute, you're out. So to see that guy laying there in his fishing boat, I thought, man, he died. Well, at least he did, you know, something that he enjoyed when he died. But I think he's going
to
be okay.
Well, now a dramatic rescue in Florida. Deputies jumping into action to save a man who was lying unresponsive on a boat that was just spinning in circles. This happened on Lake Diaz. That's west of Daytona Beach, Florida. Rescuers pull alongside the boat and eventually managed to slow it down enough so that a deputy could jump on board. First responders treated the man for an unspecified medical condition. He is expected to be okay.
Okay, what do you think the unspecified medical condition is? The whole reason I click on these stories because I want to know what went wrong. I'm always curious. What killed that person? What made that person unresponsive, alone in that boat. He didn't look that old. So what's happening? I mean, it's got to be a heart thing, right? But if it's a heart thing, aren't you dead? Like, if you're a dude and you have a heart thing, especially if you're on a boat spinning around in circles alone for that long?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Look, it could happen to any of us. We've known people who it's happened to. We had a coworker that it happened to.
We do?
Yeah, a long time ago. Remember?
No.
Yeah, you do. Nice guy. They've got a tribute to him out front.
Oh, right.
And, you know, he seemed young and healthy and everything. And then
a basketball ref? Yeah.
Yeah. I think he was like, someone said that maybe he was on a ladder. I don't know, but it was like you're doing yard work of some sort. And then that was it. And it's, in some senses, it's kind of, I don't know what the correct word is here, but it's kind of nice to know that there's a chance that when we go, because we're all going to go, that maybe it's just going to be lights out for me and that's it.
Yeah, right.
You know? But then you look at the age and you go, but not that young. Not someone who has kids that are, you know what I mean? And that's where you go, so there's nothing good about that. And I don't know why it happens to men so much more often, but it just does. I know women can have heart attacks, but I've never seen it.
Stress.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I feel like if they have one, they don't die from it. Although, Lazo, I know you've talked about this in the past because my dad had a heart attack years ago. He's passed away now, but years ago he had a heart attack, and of course it scared me. And Lazo's like, dude, you can have heart attacks and live. Most of the time people have heart attacks, they live. You get some stents, you do whatever. Yeah. You can have more than one heart attack and still live.
Yeah, my dad had three.
Yeah. And I guess growing up, I just always thought the heart attack is it. Once you have it, what are the odds they're going to get you to the hospital in time?
Man, a black widow in a casino and walked it off.
Oh, my God. I don't understand how that's possible.
Well, that's what they said.
Well, and then our buddy who had one in his early 30s. I mean, you know, and crazy. I mean, he was like 32 years old. I don't know. Again,
I don't like talking about it.
Again, I don't either, because when I lay in bed at night, if any of this stuff crosses my mind, if I see this image of this guy spinning around on the boat, then I start to feel like my heart maybe is off. Oh, did it just skip half a beat? And then I start to think that my chest is getting tight, and I'm telling myself, obviously this is in your head because you're just thinking about that guy on the fishing boat. But then my brain goes, maybe you were thinking about the guy on the fishing boat because you started to feel something's wrong with your heart. I don't know. You say this doesn't happen that often to you, but it has happened, I assume, where you go, this is it. Something feels, I don't know how to explain it. I guess it's anxiety.
Sometimes.
But I can black out from it.
Not as many as you, but when I had vertigo that one time, I thought, well, there's no one here, and I'm just having a stroke and dying. So I literally, it's the first time that I ever just laid back down to die.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is where I die.
Right. That's exactly it.
That was
this is last
eye-opening. In many ways, like the fact that I could just do that,
mm-hmm.
was like, well, here's where you die. I have to lay back down. And then when I didn't die, I closed my eyes, I opened my eyes up, and the room was still spinning. I'm like, well, now it's going to take a while to die?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Maybe I have time to throw that porn away.
Like, oh, no.
Things I should have done.
I couldn't get out of bed, man.
It's scary.
If you've ever had vertigo, man, it is crazy.
And I'm not saying that it's happened a lot to me, but it has happened at least a few times where I start to get this feeling that I can't explain. It's like a rush comes out of nowhere, and then I go, I think it's my heart, and then I can almost black out. I'll lay down on the bed if I'm not already in bed. Sometimes I'm in bed. But I'll sit on the couch or in bed or whatever, and I think this is the last thing I'm going to see. Mm. Staring at this wall, and this is it.
And your wife next
to you? What did I do wrong? Sometimes, but sometimes even if she's in the other room or whatever, it's just like it doesn't matter because I'm dead. She's gonna find me in an hour. She's gonna realize I'm not asleep. What difference does it make? I think that's anxiety. Happens to my buddy too.
I feel like you could call her though. Be like, I'm freaking out. I might be dying.
Yeah, but then I also feel like
I
could be the boy who had a heart attack.
Call either two kids, which I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
because if I'm not dying, then I'd be like, Dad's weird. He always thinks
he's dying.
And
it scares them.
Right. So I don't want to do that. So I wouldn't call them.
Yep.
And then the other thing is, maybe nobody's there.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I just always think, well, it's too late anyway. This is it. This must be one. I've seen the videos of people having those massive heart attacks where they're just out. And that's got to be what I'm experiencing. It wouldn't help me to call Brooke in here at this point anyway. Canada. Remember when Canada booed the national anthem? Our national anthem, the United States national anthem, they booted at a hockey game.
We
talked about that.
I didn't see it, but I heard it.
Oh, you didn't see it? There's, of course, a bunch of video, cell phone video, and you can hear the boos. I mean, it's noticeable. I just thought this was kind of a funny headline that today, because of that incident, that there are authorities in Canada who are asking their fellow Canadian citizens to please not boo the American peewee hockey team when they come to play.
Oh, really?
Like, hey, just in case, we don't think you would, but don't boo the little kids.
Yeah.
You know, they're not old enough to vote. I assume that is that what they're booing about? Do they not, because of the tariffs or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I figured out. I don't know.
Whatever. Whatever, Canada. What?
Yes, I will tell you, man, have you ever guys ever seen those, though? Like, you said it like a little peewee thing. Like, I have buddies just growing up in Michigan who would go play these travel hockey games in Canada.
It's a big deal.
30,000 people.
What?
30,000 people in 30, an arena.
30,000?
That's
yeah.
crazy.
25, 30,000 people in an arena to watch high school kids play
That's
hockey.
Crazy.
That's like Texas high school football.
Yeah. I mean, it's bigger. Unreal.
My
bigger.
God.
I think I had a buddy just post not too long ago that he had all his pins, and I guess his next-door neighbor, their kid was going to go play. And so it was a picture of him getting him his old pins that he played in it 25 years ago. And then a picture of the stadium that he played in. And it's 30,000 people.
That is crazy. That's crazy. I don't know anything about hockey. I like it. When I was a kid, we had the Blades. I like that. And I like the Mavs. But I don't really know much about it. I do know that if someone asks, like if my girlfriend says, who's the greatest athlete, or, you know, that kind of trivia question, who dominated their sport, I always just go Gretzky. Yeah. I don't remember any of the numbers, but I have looked at them before, and it's like, has anyone ever dominated a sport?
It's like got to be Gretzky.
It's totally, it looks like an adult playing against like little kids when you look at those numbers.
Yeah, cheat code.
It's just insane. And again, I don't know anything about hockey.
No,
but
right.
I don't have to look at those numbers and go, there can't be this equivalent in another sport.
No.
Is there? I mean, like, Jordan didn't
not
have
Gretzky
this.
Style.
Gretzky just was. Yeah. And you, were you like, you know, what did you think of him when you were a kid? Because you grew up on a big hockey town in Detroit.
Did.
So.
He was one of those people.
Like, did people get excited that he was coming to town? Okay.
And you were like, man. You know, you wanted your guys to kick his ass.
Sure.
But they could never catch him.
Yeah.
But you were also aware that you were watching greatness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess it's kind of like Mahomes, in a sense. I mean, Mahomes is nowhere near Gretzky yet. But in a sense, we were like, wow, I'm watching greatness, man. That's crazy.
It's like Jeter coming to the K. You know.
I hope somebody knocks his block off.
Yeah.
It's okay to, that's what I would tell you about Brady. It's okay to do both.
Yes.
It's okay to be like, this is the greatest football player I've ever seen in my life, and I hope we destroy him.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, you know, I think that's where most people...
I think it makes it more
fun.
That's
where we fell when Gretzky would come and play the Red Wings. Like, I hope Bob Probert just whoops his ass today.
And I feel like the NBA does it a lot, because we don't have an NBA team, but that's a big draw, it would seem, in the NBA that, hey, our team sucks, but LeBron's coming to town.
Yeah,
let's go to that
Durant
game or whatever.
Will be here, you
and
know?
I mean, for
Shep
baseball,
will be here,
I go to games a lot of times because of who the Royals
of
are
course,
playing. And I'm like,
of
hey,
course.
This is exciting. And sit there with my girlfriend and explain to her, like, hey, you know, that guy right
Mike
there,
Trout's
he's a
here.
Legend. Exactly.
Mark,
exactly.
Mike
and
Trout's
you can get excited about that at the same time.
Yeah.
Let's beat him.
Yeah,
but
right,
if he hits a grand slam, that'd be kind of cool. As long as we've got at least five runs, you know, that'd be good.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
So you guys have said in the past that this idea is crazy. Now, last time I brought it up, a week or so ago, Laszlo, I felt like you were starting to warm up to it. Because it was the first time he's like, well, okay, so maybe it would be, you know, kind of like Amsterdam when they legalized weed. And I said, yeah, because my whole thing with Colombia, and the reason we were talking about Colombia was because there was this battle between Trump and the president of Colombia. Because remember, they wanted to take those migrants back, and they said, we're not taking them. And then Trump said, you got to take them. And they had that whole battle. And in the end, the president of Colombia said, okay, we'll take them. And Trump said, well, you got to come get them. We're not flying them over there again. So, and that was like early in Trump's new administration, right? So there was already this tension between Colombia and the United States. So the president of Colombia, have you seen what he said now?
No.
He's made some headlines because he says that cocaine is no worse than whiskey. And it would be sold like wine if legalized worldwide.
Mm.
And the reason he says this is because Trump, a big part of all these tariffs is he's saying everyone's sending fentanyl. Canada's sending fentanyl, Mexico's sending fentanyl, China's sending fentanyl. That's a big reason for the tariffs. You guys got to figure out this fentanyl. It's killing millions of Americans. That's what he's been saying. The president of Colombia, I guess, is upset because he finally came out and said, you guys invented fentanyl. It's an American, you know, right, multinational company that exports this patented drug. Stop blaming us for fentanyl. And for some reason, he started talking about cocaine and said,
he's going to legalize it?
Well, he didn't say he was going to legalize it. Although what he said is basically, I got the impression he's saying the reason you guys don't like cocaine, the reason it's illegal is because it came from South America. Like, that's what he's saying. Like, it's our drug, and if it were your drug, you know, you'd put, and I'm putting words in his mouth now, somewhat, but he did say the part about, you know, because it's a South American drug. But it sounds like he's saying, you know, if you guys came up with cocaine, one of your companies would put a name on it, and you'd sell it, and you'd call it Vyvanse 2, or whatever, right?
Maybe that's what Coca-Cola did.
Well, in the beginning, before it was illegal, right? So, the question becomes, because I've said this for a long time, Colombia, you know, I've never been. In the stuff I've seen on TV, it looks kind of cool, but I know they have problems there. And I've always said, why don't they just legalize cocaine and have cocaine tourism? But apparently it's this whole thing, like other countries don't want you to do it, and like the United States would get mad, I guess, if you legalize cocaine, you know, so they threaten tariffs. All this same stuff that's going on now. But it sounds like the president of Colombia is thinking what I'm thinking, which is just legalize it.
And sell
it like wine. He says it's no worse than whiskey. Well, so this brought up a big debate. Is cocaine worse than alcohol? Well, who do you go to for a question like that?
Snow cone?
Well, you could ask snow cone.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Which one is worse? Yeah. I thought, why not go to AI, ChatGPT?
Right? Oh, yeah. And?
So we asked it this morning, and I will give you the very condensed version. It says, cocaine is more addictive. This is how it finished the whole sentence. It said, cocaine is more addictive, but alcohol is worse. So it gave a bunch of reasons, you know, for and against each one. But in the end, it said, so in conclusion, cocaine is more addictive, but alcohol is worse. Now, the only news story I had time to grab this morning, because, I mean, this was fresh off the press, was from India. So this woman's Indian talking about this. I mean, I don't know if we need to play it or not.
Comparing whiskey with cocaine, Petro argued that cocaine's illegal status stems from its production in Latin America.
Okay, Latin America.
Not because it's worse than whiskey. The statements mark stark contradictions with the country's ongoing efforts to curb coca production.
So, she said they are trying to curb, what's it called, coca? Is that what the plant is called?
Coca.
But then you've got this president who out of nowhere says, it's no worse than whiskey. You guys don't like it because it's from Latin America. Yeah. And if it were legal, it'd just be sold like wine.
It's not really curbing the production.
Exactly. That's what she's saying. Like, that's a stark contradiction to what they claim they're doing. Now, I don't know what happens in Colombia. I have seen, like, those Anthony Bourdain things.
Oh, yeah.
Don't they sell, like, coca leaves on the street and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think people chew them.
Yeah, so you're allowed to sell that
farm
or
workers.
But it's not like they have cocaine bars, right? But could you imagine? Because I have
a cocaine bar,
dude. Real cocaine.
To be honest,
that's what I think.
You know someone, you know.
That's what
money,
I think. It's got. I'm sure there's some national pride in it, right? Look at how hooked you got the world. Look at how hooked you got Americans. You built Miami on cocaine, right?
Yeah.
And it's your drug. You exported it. I don't know if
Cocaine bar feels like you just. Looking to get in a fight.
Yeah, I don't even like cocaine, but I guess some people it doesn't have the effect
you're
on.
Sure, to do a lot of it for a guy who don't like it.
I like drugs. If you've got drugs, I'll try them. But I've never thought, ooh, I need more of this. Mm. I got to get more of this. But some people do. For some people, it's extremely addictive. Yeah, because it hurts my nose. It does. It hurts my nose and it hurts my throat.
The Church of Laszlo.
So I can't believe that this is a thing. I can't believe that we have to talk about this. But I did see it just about everywhere this morning. You know that ICE agents have kind of ramped up their immigration enforcement. We talked a little bit about that last week, right? You asked, like, where is this happening? What are they doing? Are they just going into people's houses? How do they know where they are? And I didn't have any answers for you. I don't know. And when I read the stories about it, I don't get a lot of answers. It just says that these ICE agents have ramped up their immigration enforcement, and they're rounding up people. But those other questions that you asked are legitimate questions. I just don't have the answers for them. I did not expect this, though. As this is going on, apparently we now have a problem where people are pretending to be ICE agents, and they're just impersonating. I mean, it's impersonating an officer, and then trying to detain people. And this has happened in more than one state.
Okay.
So the video, one of the videos that's going viral is this 33-year-old guy in South Carolina. He's got this car, I guess, pulled over. The video is taken passenger seat of the vehicle. the driver is the one being harassed, right? And this guy who's pretending to be an ICE agent is leaning through the driver's side window as he's yelling all the stuff, which you'll hear here in a second.
Where are you from, Mexico? You from Mexico?
A warning from authorities about people impersonating those agents.
You're going back to Mexico.
In a video shared widely on social media, a South Carolina man police have identified as Sean Michael Johnson is seen telling the Latino driver he's going to be sent back to Mexico.
No, you cannot drive, bro. You have not a license.
At one point, taking the keys out of the ignition, dangling them in front of the driver, and mocking his accent.
Don't be speaking that pig Latin in my country.
Right?
Johnson, who police say tried to report the driver for not having a license, was charged with kidnapping and impersonating a federal officer after the video circulated.
Okay, this is a bad story if it's one person and you see the video of it. This has become, they're saying in at least three states they've arrested individuals who are impersonating immigration and customs enforcement officers. Like,
I know he's impersonating, but they said reported. So who's he reporting it to? At the end of that, she says the guy reported somebody for not having a license.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, is he actually calling the cops?
Right. My thing is, like, does he think, like, some of those Border Patrol people who show up at the border?
Right.
Like, does he think he's doing this and has been empowered by the U.S. government?
That's the impression I got, is that it's almost like citizen's arrest. You know what I mean? Now, I don't know. Maybe he's just harassing him for the sake of harassing him. But no,
you wouldn't think if he was just harassing him or kidnapping him or trying to steal from him that he would report it.
Right, exactly.
And I'm pretty sure it said report at the end of that story.
Yeah.
It's like he knows some buddies that actually do it, you know, like, and then, oh, these guys are cool with me, and maybe he tells them.
But what about that? Doesn't explain.
It all starts with volunteer firemen. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right. Lazo's got a real problem.
Right. This guy thinks he's a volunteer ICE agent
because of volunteer firefighters, and everyone thinks they're an agent.
Everybody's like, "Oh, look at that volunteer firefighter. He's doing a good job." This guy's like, "Whatever. I'm a volunteer ICE agent. I'll figure it out. We got to stop. No more volunteering for anything.
No, we don't need your help." Also, what's wrong with you? You know, I mean, whatever your stance is on immigration,
right, you don't need to.
It
do
doesn't
that.
Matter.
Right.
That he's just being a racist dickhead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, is it that hard, really, to be nice?
Mind your own business.
Or mind your own business. If you don't want to be nice, then just mind your own business.
I think they should be deported, and you agree with that, whatever. It's another thing to, like, I want to do it myself.
Get off on
these people over and make fun of them.
I'm going to make fun of them. I'm going to say you're speaking pig Latin. And the driver, he called a friend, and he's talking on the phone. He's telling a friend, like, you know, he's racist, and he says he's an ICE agent. So, you know, like, what is this guy, the fake ICE agent, what is his goal here? I'm with you. Is he...
Intimidation.
Well, right. It's like... Is that sadistic behavior to watch
someone being... I don't know, but
he's definitely the bad guy. And the fact that this has happened multiple places and that there's been multiple arrests, is this a TikTok challenge? You know what I mean? Don't need it. We don't need it,
guys.
Does
he have like an ICE jersey?
No, that's the other thing. He doesn't look to me. He's wearing like just a brown baseball cap and like a kind of a green jacket. It could be maybe, it's hard to tell. Maybe it's kind of a military jacket, but no, I don't see that he's wearing a uniform. But the driver did say that this white guy said that he was ICE, that he had told him that. So, and these other imposters, I guess, have been doing similar things, trying to round people up. So I think, Laszlo, that.
I think they're empowered.
The volunteer firefighter thing,
it's the same thing.
You may be onto something, that it's not just harassment, because they obviously that's the main thing. They want to harass people and for some reason get off on this. But it's also like, I think they can.
Right, yeah, I think they're empowered. Like, wow, yeah, I'll send them.
Right. Like,
I'll call ICE and they'll come here. Well, at least they charge them with kidnapping and stuff. So,
well, yes. And on top of that, if you see, when you see this video on any news outlet, if it's a regional news outlet, national, that I notice every single one of them today, they say his name very clearly. They put his name up on the screen. Like, you know, F this guy.
Right.
And this is who he is. And then here's his mugshot. You know, here's his name. It's almost like, it almost feels like, you know, I shouldn't say this, but like, harass him if you want.
Right.
You know, this dick, I just felt like, in a way, they're kind of trying to shame him. And I don't really mind.
No.
Because there's something wrong with you, man.
You'll be all right.
There's something wrong with you.
Right.
And, I mean, 33 years old. Like, what were you doing today?
Well,
what were
you doing yesterday? Actually go to school and become an ICE agent?
You could do that. You're old.
I hope you don't because you're a dick. But
yeah, no kidding.
Like, you don't just get to jump in your car and be one.
Yeah. So a spokesperson for ICE said imposters who commit such dangerous actions can face criminal charges at the federal and state and local levels. Well, yeah, I would hope so. Snoke and I read a story yesterday about an 18-year-old and a 19-year-old who went up to some kids. Well, how old were they? Junior high, 12 years old, something like that?
Oh, they were younger.
Yeah, quite a bit younger.
They were like 8 or 9.
And they said they were going to, what, kidnap them, I think?
They said, like, do you want to be
kidnapped? Do you want to be kidnapped? Yeah. And when the cops, the kids went and told adults. The adults called the authorities. The authorities come and find this 18-year-old. Maybe it was a 17 and 18-year-old, I don't remember. That's but they're right around that age. And the cops say, what the hell were you doing? And like, it was a TikTok challenge.
Oh, okay.
And like, yeah, they said yesterday in that article that they were going to charge them with terroristic threats and
right
stuff. Like, they're taking it serious. So yeah, you can't use TikTok as an excuse.
No.
Just in case that's what these guys are doing. But I think Lazlo's right. I think this is volunteer firefighter stuff.
Yeah, it starts there. Like, you got to be a firefighter.
Lazlo's talked about volunteer firefighters in the past.
We my need uncle a fire department.
Yeah.
Like, I understand. I like it that you're, you know, showing initiative and motivation and everything else, but we have a fire department. And if we don't, people are like, well, in some places we don't, then we should.
Which, you know.
Right, okay.
It took me a while to come around to your way of thinking.
You know, hey,
it makes sense.
Just build a small fire department.
Yeah.
Hire two dudes. It's fine.
Yeah.
We don't, like, there's no reason to have your uncle do it.
I never really thought about it that way. I thought it was kind of cool. You know, he was retired and he was a volunteer firefighter. And one time he took me with him, you know,
yeah,
and him and other guys who aren't firefighters.
Look, I love firefighters. Just be a firefighter.
Yeah.
And by the way, we spend our money on a lot of dumb stuff. Even Trump's side would agree with that. They're closing everything.
Yeah.
So with some of that money, if there's an area in western Kansas that is only relied upon by Slimfast uncle
yeah,
as the fireman, let's just go ahead and build a little post there.
Yeah.
And get a couple trained fire guys to go out there, and they can handle it.
You know, the weird thing is, when I was a kid, I thought he goes and helps the fire department. You know, maybe he gets there first. You have some volunteers, and then the fire department gets there. As I got older, I started to think that maybe these volunteers were the fire department, because I never saw
a fire department.
A fire department. Mm-hmm. I saw these guys going out, which was something you would expect, like, in the 19th century, as they're settling the West, you know?
Sure.
That's when you'd expect, like, hey, we're going to volunteer to put out fires if you need help. You know, just yell my name. It's Randy. I'll be down the street.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. We've got
money. Let's put in a fire department.
Buy a fire truck.
Police department. You know, just put one in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be good.
Yeah. I mean, you have cops because you have sheriffs, right?
Yeah.
I always think if it's rural, not big enough for a police department, then you have the sheriff's department.
Yeah, the state patrol.
Yeah. So shouldn't you have a fire department?
I would think so.
Just like, you know, like, well, it's a Bill Lewin. And now? Hell, now I hate to say it because, you know, I don't want them to take the jobs, but you could probably build a little fire department with some drones that go out, you know, because I know they use drones, stuff like that. So, you know, how many people does it take?
Let's not even get, you know, crazy about it.
Let's just build a regular fire department.
Just build a little place with a little fire engine and three dudes.
No one gets mad about spending money on the fire department. Everyone loves firefighters.
Right.
Everyone loves firefighters that I know of.
We don't have volunteer hospitals.
Right. Right.
Yeah, no. People, now, if you want to be a volunteer firefighter, you can go and clean the fireplace.
that's a good volunteer firefighter.
My sister was a candy striper, and they have those on hospitals on point.
Yeah.
She was one of those. You know, you could do that at the fire department, that's fine.
Did she get community service or something? Or
no, I think she was supposed to look good in college or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, one of those deals. Gotcha.
I don't know what that, why they even call the candy striper? I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Yeah, we looked this up before.
I thought it was weird.
Yeah. But that's right. If you're a volunteer firefighter, you should get to go wash the truck.
You get to be a candy striper.
You can hang out with the guys. You can wash the truck. But then when they leave to do something, you know,
you stay.
You just stay put. Yeah, exactly. I like that.
The Church of Laszlo.
So there is a video that's making the rounds, and it's on TikTok. So, you know, I see it on Instagram or Reddit later. But it's a video. She's talking about weird requirements that you've got to meet if you want to host a Super Bowl, right?
Okay.
And
like for a house or a city?
For the video says it's if a city wants to host the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But it does seem like she maybe also talks about some other stuff here. This is the video. I'll play a clip of this.
NFL requires access to two top-tier bowling alleys. No clue why. Maybe Roger Goodell is a bowling enthusiast, but who knows. The league also requires access to three top-tier golf courses at no cost. Plus, the city must be able to provide free apartment housing to NFL staff for over a month before the actual game. 35,000 free parking spaces at the stadium. And 20 free billboards for promotional use around the city. Not to mention, the team hotels must agree to televise the NFL Network for a year leading up to the Super Bowl.
Okay, so I don't know if this is actually true. I found an article where they're basically just regurgitating what she said, but they didn't, you know, it didn't look like they were fact-checking her. They just went with it. But she's saying, you heard her, you have to have, if you want to host the game, your city has to offer them access to these golf courses, right? Mm-hmm. I think she said, like, premier golf courses or something like that. I'm just thinking, like, could Kansas City do this? And, you know, we have a couple bowling alleys for sure. They're still around. The golf courses, we've got a couple.
Yeah,
you know?
We're not plenty. We have enough.
Can we give them access to two of them? Do we have apartments that we could give the NFL staff for a month before the game? That's a weird one. I guess you just find them around the city. They don't all have to be in one building, I wouldn't think, right?
Yeah, they can find it.
It's like corporate housing, I imagine. Yeah, the city's like, all right, we'll work with these different businesses.
Yep.
Then you've got to give them billboards.
Well, sure. That's fine.
But who owns the billboards? The city doesn't own the billboards.
Yeah, they probably pay for them, so it's fine.
Okay. And if they don't, I guess they could put some billboards up.
Yeah, they probably just pay the billboard company.
So bowling alley, the golf courses, the lodging, and then the billboards, and you've got to put it on TV for whatever.
I know there also has to be so many hotel rooms available.
Yes, that's...
Like, there's a lot more stuff than what
there
she
is. There is. And one of the things I was reading was kind of talking about that, which we've talked about here, because in the past, that was a big talk in Kansas City. There were all these tax abatements going to companies that built hotels because they said we got turned down for something. What was it? It was years ago. Maybe it was the All-Star Game. And before we hosted it,
mm-hmm.
But I just remember the mayor, I think it was Sly, but I'm not positive, was saying we need more hotels because we can't host an event. We have to have a certain number of available hotels within a certain range. Or,
yeah,
you know,
that's the rule. That's where I would think a lot of these things would cause a problem. Not that you'll get a Super Bowl anyway, so it's cold here, but
right, they don't do it anymore.
But even if you put a dome over it or whatever, it would be the range.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I remember when Detroit got the Super Bowl, it was like, they had talked about it before, but the hotel rooms was a problem.
They talked about Detroit and one of the things
but the casinos did it.
Okay.
The casinos were like, hey, we want to build hotel rooms forever, so they just built hotel rooms all around the stadium.
Okay.
By their casinos. So I feel like where Arrowhead is, I don't know that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and I don't know what that distance is.
Scratch, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what that distance is. And I got it wrong. She says it's three very nice golf courses.
Okay, well, they have that
in the area. You have to have two bowling alleys. So, I mean, yes, you can do the bowling alleys, right? I don't think that's a problem. I think we've got those. I think the question would be, can they figure out the housing and can they put up the 20 free billboards for advertising? Yeah, probably. Yeah, like I said, I don't know how a city works, but I'm sure they could do that if they wanted to. And I also thought, well, you know, we built all these hotels, and I remember them saying, we're going to let them get tax abatements. You know, you'll pay to build these things, but then that way we can host stuff. And that's one of the things now is FIFA, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting FIFA games. It's like, we told you.
Yeah, no,
now we can host stuff, and so now you got the FIFA games. And I know they had to make, like, modifications to Arrowhead for that. It's like some sort of upgrades to the lower seats, something that I read about. And then we had enough hotels or whatever it was.
What bowling alleys are for?
They don't say.
Like, yeah, I just wonder what that is. I wonder if they do, like, a bowling competition. You know what I mean? Like,
it makes me skeptical.
A lot of bowl games, like, you know, they'll do, the teams have to bowl against each other. I wonder if in a Super Bowl city they do that. You know, we haven't hosted one, so I wonder if, like, you know, the Chiefs, I feel like we would know it, but if the Chiefs play against the Eagles and bowling,
there'd be video, right?
You'd think.
And, she said maybe Goodell's a bowler. And maybe. I don't know, because it's weird, and it does make me a little skeptical of the whole video. But I found another article that's from, like, 8 or 9 years ago, way before she put this video out, and it says, hey, here's some, and it was Reader's Digest, so I feel like, you know.
Yeah, sure.
It's not just some random TikTok video. And they had 15 ridiculous requirements for hosting.
What are they?
Well, it's, the first one is the tee time. It says, the league requires exclusive access to three top-quality 18-hole area golf courses at no cost, so it can host a tournament on the weekend of the game.
Okay.
The NFL also requests to use the use of two top-quality bowling alleys at no cost for a bowling tournament.
Yeah, there must be something that happens.
Yeah, it says before the game. So, like, I just wonder...
I don't know if it's the players or what, but there must be some sort of tradition.
Yeah, and we're like, did she get this list from 2013 or whatever it was, and that's what she's giving it? Maybe the bowling alley thing was only a rule that year, but they say the next one is a crazy junket. 16 months before the game, the NFL will send 180 people to the host city to it's a familiarization trip to inspect the region. The host city must cover all expenses. Okay, so it's like a junket, right? That's easy. I think you turned your mic off. Free housing. This thing says they must provide 43-bedroom, 52-bedroom, and 21-bedroom apartments for 30 to 40 day stays for staff.
Sure.
And it has to be 20 minutes at the most from the facility.
Yeah, I think that's where they run into the problem.
Well, downtown is less than 20 minutes from the facility, so, you know, now they've got enough. Okay. But like you said, they would never host one here anyway because it's cold, so it doesn't really matter. Hotel for the team. The NFL requires a hotel with a minimum of 1,000 rooms for their use with free items such as beer, snacks, internet, meeting space, free parking, and storage space. The NFL must be allowed to install ATMs in the stadium that accept preferred credit and debit cards.
Well, so somebody just said on our Twitch, 62KK501, twitch.tv/searchlazo said Puka Nacua was on Pat McAfee today, and he's doing a bowling promo with Pepsi on Friday. So it must be...
Well, this airing's from 2013. That's just I've never... I don't remember ever seeing them.
Me neither, but it makes sense if you went... If that was in your city, you'd probably know, like,
Yeah, true. So the ATM thing, she didn't mention that in the TikTok video, and who knows if this is still the rule, but Reader's Digest claims that they have to be able to install their own ATMs, and they may cover up the logos of your ATMs. If cell phone signal strength at the team hotel is too weak, the host committee must install boosters or erect portable cell towers. So they go and check what the cell service is like, where all the staff would be staying at the different hotels. And if it's not good enough, you have to put up a new cell tower. I mean, that's pretty amazing. Hotels where the players stay must carry the NFL Network on their cable TV systems for a year. She mentioned that in the TikTok thing. NFL Network for a year. This is also old, though. I mean, right. I don't know if this would still be a thing. The city must cover the expense of providing the NFL with a task force devoted strictly to busting game ticket counterfeits.
Yeah.
Which I was looking up the average price for this year's game. Before... Like, I think before the championship games, they were showing what they thought the prices were going to be. Once both of the teams were set to face off, the last average I saw was $6,700. That was the average price. But I did see they said someone was trying to sell tickets on the 50-yard line fairly close, and they were $52,000 or something like that. I don't know if they actually sold, but that's what the thing I saw this morning said. So... They do the counterfeit thing. They want police escorts. They have to be provided to the teams, the media, game officials. You have to have enough cops to give. It's not just the NFL. You got to be able to escort journalists and everyone else with cops. Does Kansas City have enough cops to do that? I don't know that they do, but maybe they could hire some. In the event of snow or ice storm on game day, the city must give priority to the NFL over all other ice and snow removal projects. So if they did host a Super Bowl in a cold city and it snowed, the deal you got to write is, hey, your trucks have got to come clear our roads to get to the facility before you clear the public's roads. You got to give us priority. That's pretty crazy. But let's be honest, if you lived in the host city... And the trucks went out and started plowing the streets from the hotels to Arrowhead. Would you be mad? Maybe, but you'd understand.
Yeah, I understand. You know, like, they got to get to the players. Got to get there.
Right.
I get it.
And I don't really expect them to plow my roads. When they do, it's a nice surprise. It's very rare where I live anyway. The host city has to create a clean zone in a 1 mile radius around the stadium where certain activities are restricted at least a week before the game. It basically means that no one can do anything the NFL doesn't approve of in this clean zone. I was thinking a mile around Arrowhead, there's mostly nothing. I mean, if you keep going into Independence, then okay. But I don't know how they would, what their rules are for the clean zone, because it doesn't
say. That's
no
clean
zone. No, okay, here you go. Taking shots at the city that we do the best in. You know, it amazes me. Where my brother lives, where my friends live.
Hey, it's not my fault.
Independence.
When do you lose his job?
After the game, the host city, this is the final thing, after the game, the host city must remove the playing field at its own expense, and if the league requests it, give those pieces of green back to the NFL so it can sell them as licensed products. So, you know, they said, it's up to you to decide if you think that's ridiculous, but they got to agree. That probably is one of the least of their worries, cutting up the field and letting you sell it.
Right.
They know how to do that.
Right.
I'm sure redoing the field is a pain in the ass, but it's not. It's a bigger deal, I'm guessing, during the season when you're trying to fix it. And you got 2 weeks, and the season's over. I don't know. I don't feel like, I used to think, man, why, you know, do something in Kansas City. Do a Super Bowl in the cold. I don't really feel that way anymore. New Orleans is a good place to do it. Kansas City, yeah. I love Kansas City. I'm from here. I got a tattooed on my arm. I love the city. We don't need to host a Super Bowl, really, do we? I don't think we need to host FIFA, but that's just me.
Put a dome on it.
You can put a dome on it, but people don't want that here, I don't think.
Well,
I guess I don't know.
A retractable dome.
Yeah, they talked about putting that rolling roof on there.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Now, wasn't that part of that sales pitch that if we had the rolling roof, then we might be eligible?
Yeah, for sure.
I thought that the NFL was kind of done making cities like ours eligible.
Well, Detroit had one not too long ago.
Yeah, I felt like with Detroit, it was that brand new stadium.
Yeah, well, I think if they did a new stuff at Arrowhead,
yeah,
put a rolling roof on it, made it, you know.
They talked about Detroit in an article.
Technology, I think, you know, you'd probably get one.
They said Detroit was the one that had the hardest time meeting the requirements. And, like, of the most recent Super Bowls, it was the one that maybe didn't meet some of them. But they, right. You know, they had the most work to do that cut out for them. Just because a lot of that stuff, a lot of empty buildings, and that, you know, the rehab was
happening. Of them.
I remember, right? Didn't they make it look like, it's like North Korea, make it look like the businesses are
exactly,
open?
Exactly, yes. They painted the front of them.
And didn't Ford pay for that? Or did the city? I heard rumors that Ford actually paid for it. I found believable when someone said that. They said that the Ford family paid for it. Which is just if you're driving through the city, if you just glance over, it looks like, oh, there's a bookstore. Well, no, that's 2D.
The Church of Laszlo.
So this is the article that I read this morning. And again, it's not a big deal. It just, remember when Andy Reid got on the stage after they won one of the Super Bowls, whichever one, you get them all confused now. And it's Terry true. Bradshaw was like, you know, put down a cheeseburger or whatever.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah. That was the last one, right?
Oh, right.
That was last year.
And I was like, you know, you don't have, why are you going to be a dick to this guy? Right?
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, yeah. is it funny to make fun of him all the time? But I will say, I still think, but an article in The Athletic, I think it came out today, and the headline, the title is Cheeseburgers and Beyond.
Okay.
Andy Reid loves food as much as he loves football.
Okay.
And at first, I'm like, why are we going to...
Yeah, why is it always the way
to... Why are we going to do that? But I will tell you, as I started reading the story, I didn't know. They're saying there's players that they quote, Justin Reid, who says every Saturday when they get to a new city, he talks about the local cows and what types of burgers we're going to have.
Oh.
So... Like, maybe it's, like...
I did learn that this is a big thing, and I learned it this week. Not to that extent, but they talked about Andy Reid on national TV to kind of be like, hey, you know, if you hate the Chiefs, it almost felt like yesterday, you know, here's a reason to love the Eagles. Today, right. It's here's a reason you might like the Chiefs. And they did this whole expose on Andy Reid, and they talked about his love of cheeseburgers.
Okay, he also says he has a motto. This is what Justin Reid said. He has a motto. Let your personality show, and I'll treat you to a cheeseburger.
I mean, the telling you what kind of cows are
man,
in the area.
So likable.
When Andy Reid is not teaching his players the game plan or a technique to improve on the field, he is most often sharing them his passion, thoughts, and experiences with food, which he appreciates as much as a 40-yard pass play. Now, apparently, they've been talking to Justin Reid about this because they quote him again. He said he was going to Frankfurt, Germany to help promote the Chiefs' 2023
yeah.
game against
Browns,
Miami.
Oh, Miami, okay.
He was surprised when his coach recommended a restaurant with elite German cuisine, Main Tower Restaurant and Lounge.
Okay.
And they said, how was it? He said, it was fire, brah. It was so good. It was really, really cool. Most of the Chiefs have a similar anecdote about Andy Reid.
Well, so he's this super nice guy, and when he's not doing football stuff, he's like, let's go find good food. My thing is, if you love cheeseburgers that much, do you like steak? Because he could afford a steak.
Clark Hunt says Andy loves food.
Okay.
He loves cheeseburgers, but he loves steaks. He loves seafood, and it's always fun to see him enjoying dinner.
Okay.
Since Reid joined the Chiefs in 2013, every offseason has included an annual group dinner at a steakhouse during the NFL owners' meetings. The dinner recently featured Hunt, Reid, general manager Mike Donovan. The gathering also serves as Reid's belated celebration for his March 19th birthday.
There is no... I don't think there's a coach. It's like Laszlo says, you may love your kids as much as me, but don't you love your kids more than me? I feel like with Andy Reid... there may be somebody out there that you think it's is as nice as him.
Right.
But there's no one nicer than him that we know of, that, at least from what we've heard. I don't know him personally, obviously.
It just
but just from what everyone says and how everyone loves him, you'd never hear anyone say anything bad about him.
No.
And
Reed said his favorite meal ever was in New Orleans.
Oh, we talked about that, yeah.
That he went to Emeril Lagasse's place.
Right.
And Emeril Lagasse took him in the kitchen and said, I'm going to start at the ocean and finish in the mountains.
Oh, okay.
Reed said he put me in the kitchen and he said,
have at it.
That
must have been exciting for him.
I'll stop when you're full.
Yeah.
Reed said the meal ended 4 hours later.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
That's it. That's what he's into. There's nothing wrong with that. He's a foodie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being a foodie was hip 10 years ago, right?
Still maybe,
okay, is it still? I didn't know.
I just think that he's so nice when people are like, oh, look at the dude loves cheeseburgers.
I don't like that. Yeah.
I want to protect. I feel protected.
Me too.
Like, yo, are you making fun of him?
Me too.
Because he's a big dude?
Yes.
Don't do that. I'll fight you.
I don't like it
I'll
at all.
I'll fight you. I don't like it either, but it feels like he leans into it and he's... Okay with it. Right.
I hope so.
I hope he doesn't go home and feel bad about
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I hope he doesn't go home and feel bad about, like, oh, I lean into it.
Because I don't want it.
Because I don't want them to make fun of me.
Right.
Right? I hope that's not the case. That's
exactly.
When I was reading this, I was like, all of it sounded right, but I just wanted to, like, and I know, I want him to pull him aside and be like, bro, you all
right? Right.
And give him a hug and be like, man, F these guys.
Yes.
You know? But then another part of me is like, maybe he just, you know. Maybe he does lean into it, and that's fine. And everybody talks about it, and he talks about it with everybody. I don't know the answer to it, but I would like to give him a hug.
Me too. It's one thing
to
ask him
to do that
if he wants a burger. I guess, you know, but my thing is like, okay, if cheeseburgers, it's established, this is what he does, his passion is cheeseburgers, then maybe it's okay to ask him. But I don't like that for some reason in this country, especially people of a certain age, think it's okay publicly to make jokes about people's weight.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, Siskel and Ebert used to be on Letterman all the time.
Uh-huh.
And every time they would come on, the jokes about Ebert were always... that he was fat.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not laughing with them. I mean, even as a kid, I could see that this hurt him. He didn't like it. But for some reason, everyone has decided, you know, Letterman would be in on it.
Well,
mostly
Jesus. Kirstie Alley, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. I mean, just going on to the late night talk show host, talking about how fat people got.
Yeah.
Why is that okay? I don't understand. You know, people might be sensitive about their weight, and they might not want you making fun of it. Just like the people who do it, I feel like they're very confident that this is not hurting the person's feelings most of the time. You think this person doesn't seem to be doing this in like a...
Are they just busting their balls?
Yeah. Like, oh, they know that I'm just busting their balls sort of thing. And it's like, yeah, but...
Yeah, but you don't know how they feel about
you
it.
You don't know how they feel.
Cut them some slack.
Yeah. There's got to be other things to talk about. But if he says...
But if he's like the guy talking about it, then...
Cows and cheeseburgers.
You know, it is what it is. It's like, you know, don't be overly protective of a guy who doesn't want to be protected.
Yeah.
So the Terry Bradshaw thing made me want to... I hate Terry Bradshaw because of it, and I wanted to punch him. But now I'm like, well, maybe it is this thing, and that's cool.
Yeah, that does change things. I was very mad, too. It's just like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, at the end of the game, like, there's 130 million people,
Super Bowl.
And you're asking him about food because he's heavy set.
Right.
You know, like, but maybe that's not what it was. Maybe it's just because he loves cheeseburgers. But if there is a coach out there that somebody thinks is as cool as ours, okay, tell me who it is.
Yeah, right.
But there's no way.
Dan Campbell.
There's no one that has... He's
who
cool.
actually exercises.
He's cool. Oh, Jesus.
I'm kidding.
But now he's leaning into
I'm
it.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
But how about those Chiefs?
I have a little bit... I'm curious what you guys know about the Chiefs. I don't know if it's Chiefs or if it's... Common knowledge. It wasn't common knowledge to me.
Okay.
I just found out today. You know, home of the Chiefs, right?
Okay.
You know when that started and how it started?
During the national anthem.
During the anthem you're talking about?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't know when that started.
No, I don't.
Really?
No, I don't know.
So.
Did you find this interesting when you heard it?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
I'm intrigued.
Joe Montana started it.
What? Really?
Well, just hear me out. So it didn't happen before Joe Montana's first year.
Okay. Ooh.
Joe Montana gets here, and he tells then, at that time, Carl Peterson,
mm-hmm.
hey, I got a really good buddy who would do the national anthem here, you know, because we're friends. And Carl Peterson's like, cool, let's get it done. So most of the time, the national anthem is taped.
Yeah, because it's before September 11th. Yeah.
It's taped ahead of time. So, this time they didn't do that. They just did it live because
mm-hmm.
it was a band and it was Huey Lewis and the News, who are friends with Joe Montana. At the end of the song, Huey Lewis says, and home of the Chiefs.
Hold on, that's Huey Lewis?
Crowd goes wild.
Really?
Chiefs have done it ever since because of Huey Lewis.
I should have known that. That's
I mean, that's a cool fact. In touch with Huey Lewis. They say, did you know what you were doing? He's like, I just kind of did it on a whim. Had no idea that it would take off like that. I'm happy to be part of a legacy. And,
I'm happy to have Huey Lewis as part of our legacy. Come on.
And he's like, I can't believe that. He's like, what I really can't believe is that no other team had done it before.
Okay, so Twitch, how many of you knew that? I'm curious because I feel like that's something Chiefs fans should have known. That's a very interesting. And I was watching those games when Joe Montana was here. I mean, I was very excited. I was 12
years
old.
Before Huey Lewis in the news.
That's crazy.
Well, congratulations.
Well, I'm a little embarrassed that I didn't know that.
Dorks. That's really cool.
Come on, that's a cool.
But Huey Lewis.
Okay, was it Huey Lewis?
Okay, it could be worse.
The backing band for Elvis Costello?
Oh, yeah, they were, yeah.
And it could be worse than Huey Lewis. Huey Lewis is kind of a cool guy. Leave him alone.
You like the sports record the best?
I mean, I'm not like a giant fan, okay?
Come on, sports is cool.
But there is some cool stuff on there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's older now. He's got hearing loss. He's not doing well. If he's listening
well,
to this,
I think he'll be happy.
Yeah, you're...
I call him a dork. He's, you know, the hip to be square
guy. Yeah, he's hip to be square.
He is hip to be square.
Yeah. Gonna go back in time. Gonna go back in time.
There you go. Everything about that is all about Joe Montana and Huey Lewis in the news.
Okay.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Nice fact.
I'm sure we should have known. I'm sure there's plenty of people listening to like, yes, of course. Everyone knows this. Well, I got to admit. I just got to be honest. I didn't know it.
I had no clue.
Well, thank you, Lazo. I'm going to go home and tell my fiance about this. She'll find that very interesting. Yep. And my father-in-law, he'll be interested too.
All right, that's it.
You guys should make out.
Yeah, we will. We're going to tonight.
Listen to the sports record.
We're going to tonight. I'll put on sports, sure, why not?
Good. All right. Huey Lewis, good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church. The Church of Laszlo.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.